Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency.
Hello to you all. Now, don't mind me because I'm kind of down a little bit. I ended up catching an ear infection, so I'm a little stuffed up. But other than that, we'll get through this. So it's weird because I'm only hearing one side of my ear, and it's all on my left side versus my right side's all plugged up and messed up. So I can't even really tell how the audio is, but I think it'll be all right. We'll do all right. Hey, so I got to say, man, holy crap. I ended up getting an email message to the Interstellar Frequency email, chris@interstellarfrequency.info. It was the most coolest thing. And what happened was somebody that I am very much a fan of, you know, out of everybody in the world, I never in my wildest dreams would have ever thought somebody that's so down to earth as this individual to actually send a message and say, hey, you know, keep up the good work. It's like, whoa, really? Is this you? This can't be, you know, no, really? Wow. Hey, thank you, man. Love you, brother. I mean, that's so cool. I mean, thank you. I'm beside myself on that, to have somebody that I've always, you know, looked up to as a kid growing up, you know, watching movies and stuff, and send me a damn message. It's like, damn, that's awesome. So yeah, I'm a little like, at the moment, like, you know, I'll be okay. I'll calm down. It's taken several days to calm down, and I feel like Christopher Titus is like, man, you can't send me an email like that, man. I got to make an appointment with my doctor and get a Ritalin shot or something just so I can calm down and be like, oh. It's serious, though. It's like, wow, I was not expecting that. And if it's truly, truly what I think it is, that's totally awesome that, you know, this person sent me a message. It's like, and I was wondering if it was one of them, you know, fakes and stuff like that, because there's so many people out there today. So many people out there that are just, like, piggybacking off of others. Do you mind? My cat's like, I want out of my room. So there's, like, so many people out there that are constantly trying to take somebody else's identity off the internet, like, oh yeah, this is who I am, when they're really not. And it's sad that it's that way, but, you know, I guess they don't have anything to talk about, or they don't, I don't know what, I can't answer why or what. But anyhow, besides the fact, this episode, or the one I'm talking to you now on, I was just going to do a little bit of reflection of things. You know, I'm kind of putting this episode out early because of 4th of July, you know. And to me, 4th of July is, you know, to me, it's very, very, very deep down in my soul, my heart. It's, to me, it's always been very, very special. Now, let me explain that. In a way, it's special to me than to others, and not in the whole entire patriotic way. It could be, maybe. I'm not quite sure. You be the judge of that, I guess. I'll tell you, and then you can, I guess, judge it if you want to, or however. Anyhow, ever since I was a little kid, I didn't realize really what was so much importance of the 4th of July, until, you know, my father and a lot of others really kind of drilled it in my head. You know, 1776, man, that was the Declaration. you know, our independence declaration from an oppressing government, from the King of England, I believe. Pretty sure. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Anyhow, and to me, when the fireworks always shut off, I've always looked at it that each one of those embers that trail off from the explosion of the firework is like every man, woman that's ever, even child, even if there was a case of that. And it couldn't have, maybe not even in this own country, but maybe in another country, you know, they helped fought, you know, on the behalf of the brothers and sisters and stuff of the United States. And I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, no, I'm not. This ain't what this is about. You know, this is about, to me, 4th of July is about every one of those members that laid down their lives to give us what we have today. And I know some of you that are living on the other side of the world, you know, you understand probably about the 4th of July for the United States, but it's like two times a year that there's always fireworks going off. One, it's always, you know, New Year's and celebration of the new year. We did it. We made it to the new year. And no comets hit us and no nuclear bombs went off. And yay, we're still alive. Let's celebrate. I'm sorry. I digress on that. But it's just funny to me. Anyhow, on the 4th of July side, States, all the different embers, when I watch the fireworks of 4th of July, I kind of get a little bit emotional, because I'm not sitting here, you know, on the side of like, yeah, fireworks, yeah. Well, yeah, a little bit, but not really. I tend to think about all the men and women and possibly children that were overseas that helped out when there was a fight between brethren, you know, a brother or sister, and they helped and they ended up dying just to help or something, you know. And every time those embers, there's never enough fireworks that could go off on 4th of July for all the people that lost their lives fighting for liberty.
Yeah. Fighting for freedom.
To me, that's very special. And 4th of July has always been a special thing in my heart, because there's so many people that's lost their lives. And it's like, you know, we really don't need to do that anymore. You know, we really don't have to
kill each other.
Yeah. You know, and as far as my knowledge, you know, it was 2,000 years ago the dude did his thing. And, and it's like, hey man, I can only imagine the guy up in, you know, wherever the hell he's at, and be like, yo,
hey Pops, they're still doing it, man. They're, you know, I went down there and showed them how to do it, and yet they didn't figure it out, and yet they're still doing it and fighting with each other. What the hell did I do that for?
I mean, can you see that? Can you see the conversation going on in the background? No. I mean, I can. It's like, okay. Everybody's still fighting over everything. It's like, really? Oh, well, you don't believe in what I'm believing in, so F you. Screw you, and this and that, and that is. Come on. Whatever. What matters really is what's inside, you know? What's inside your heart is between you and whatever, you know, you've got to, you know, the, what do you want to call them? The Almighty Magnificent? Yeah, the Almighty Magnificent. That's what I've been calling it. Never mind any type of religion, whatever your religion may be, you know? That's between you and them. And it's not between you and the person that you go to church with and then that person, and that person, and then that person. No. It doesn't work that way. Come on. Think about it. Surrounding all is all, everything. So I've had an epiphany in my heart, per se, if you want to call it, or my consciousness or my soul or whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't really care. The life force. Yeah, you know, the force. I had an epiphany in my head the other day and realized, holy crap, there's no way to separate from the source. No matter how hard we try, we can't. It's impossible. There's absolutely no way to separate. No way whatsoever. And I started getting affirmations, you know, affirmations or whatever on this. And if you believe me, you do. If you don't, I don't care. Whatever. It is what it is. This is just what I'm saying, and this is what I'm speaking. So this is all what I know. So because of what I know, this is what I'm saying, and therefore I'm conveying it to you, those of you that listen. Having the affirmation or affirmation of understanding that everybody is all connected. And holy shit, what a time frame to be alive right now. Things are changing rapidly. I am seeing things unfolding before my eyes that I was like, wait, what? What? They're talking about it? I have something. I went to the doctor's office today because of my earache. And I don't have my phone with me. I think I might have it on the pictures. Yeah, I do. I have it on the pictures. Where's the pictures? I'm going to pull this up real quick. Give me a second. Here we go. Almost there. Da-da-da-da. Here we go. Right here. I was shocked and blown away in the doctor's office, man. This was like, whoa, really? I don't even need the doctor. This is what it says.
You are responsible for the energy you bring into this space. This space. This is a place of healing, well-being, and compassion. Your words matter. Your attitude matters. All patients and visitors and caregivers matter. We expect everyone in this facility to be treated with respect at all times. We are grateful for the opportunity to care for you.
And I went, oh, wow. Talk about the power of positive thinking. Holy shit. That's a whole new level of consciousness that I never thought I'd see in the doctor field, but I'm starting to see it more and more. I'm like, wow, there's really something to this. The doctors are starting to get on board with this idea of, you know, negative energy and positive energy and your thought process of what you think. And hey, this is a very interesting awakening.
We're getting closer and closer among the collective consciousness.
If that's what it is, who knows? Some of you get this, some of you don't get this, and other of you will never forget this. Others of you will never forget this. On the other hand, it is truly amazing of the idea of the power of positive thinking. Truly is. And being connected with your inner self. And allowing your light to shine forth, no matter what. This episode, obviously, is not like my previous one I've done in the past. The previous one I was a 4th of July time, never to forget, something like that. So if you haven't listened to that one, the 4th of July, I recommend you go and check that one out. That was a lot of fun doing that one. This one, I'm just going to talk to you. Because I feel that there's a lot of things that need to be said on this one. And I know some of us, and it's been happening over here where I live, you know, every so often, I hear boom, a cannon explosion. It's like, holy crap, dude. That must have been a big one. And in the back of my head, it's like it's almost, you know, nerve rattling and spine chilling. And then I have to keep telling myself in the back of my mind, okay. We're not under attack. Everything's fine. It's 4th of July. Laying in bed trying to watch a little bit of TV and just relax. What was that? Oh, yeah, okay. 4th of July. Okay, you know, and then it's like, dude, really, do you have to keep blowing them up? And at the same time, though, it's like, okay, it's no big deal. And trying to change the idea of getting upset about somebody blowing it up out there with fireworks and change it to the point of going, okay, I got it. That was a cannon off in 1776 that somebody just ended up shooting against the other person. Okay, yeah. It was just them fighting back for us to stay here and be alive. Okay, got it. All right. And in reality-wise, if none of this ever happened, I wouldn't be here talking, having my own show. You know? I wouldn't be in the United States apparently doing this. And it's really kind of grateful that the chain of events that have happened. Now, I wouldn't call myself as like this hardcore patriotic person or anything like that by any stretch of the means. I guess I am a patriot because I really do enjoy the fireworks, and I do enjoy, you know, remembering that, you know, 1776 was very an important date, you know, and with my abilities mentally, I wouldn't have been able to get where I'm at today. And the same thing goes for my son with autism. He wouldn't be able to be where he's at today if it wasn't for the United States of America and, you know, supposedly the equal rights opportunity, that we all have an equal right to a lot of things. And that holds very dear in my heart, especially with being, you know, disabled and classified as disabled. I'm disabled, you know, on the mental side of the kind of thing. And it's just because I'm dyslexic and, you know, I don't grasp things that other people do. I'm not very good at a lot of things, but I am very good at other things. And I guess that's what people with disabilities have. They had, you know, they may not be able to work in one area, but yet they have a talent that's beyond belief on the other. And so, yeah, I guess I would be a patriot person supporting that. I don't really agree what the hell's going on at the powers of be. I really do not like what's happening. I don't like how things are going. And I'm pretty sure me and everybody else agrees that things are going really bad. And these people that are up there in age are like, they're living in the, it's like they're living back in the 50s or something. It's like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Come on, wake up, smell the coffee. Get the hell out of your head. What the hell are you doing? You know, and the generation that's coming up, you know, it's like, my generation, really. My generation, it seems like we're really waking up to the wake-up call of things. And it's like, holy crap. Like, we're starting to understand, I think. I want to believe. I want to believe it. But, you know, I triggered people today. You know, I went out to take care of business, and I went out to the store, and I had to get some stuff, and when I finished my transactions and I did my thing, and or even passerbys, you know, that did service. They were holding the door or something. I'd say, Happy 4th of July. You know, happy 4th. One person out of the several people that I've said it back said, return the reply, Happy 4th. And the others did not. And they were kind of like irritated with that. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that our country is not 100%, you know, innocent by any stretch of the means. You know, it's been a work in progress for a long time. And so many different religions, so many different people, so many different ethnic groups. And it's like this one calico mix of everyone and everybody. It's like a big soup or something. And what a diversity. That's the most beautifulest thing in the world, is to have that so many different cultures, so many different people, that everybody's able to do what they choose and what they wish. Obviously, you know, without breaking the universal law of harming others, that's not acceptable and will never be acceptable by any stretch of the means. And, you know, judgment is happening almost simultaneously. At least at this point, what I'm starting to see is that when an action that is negative and is harming someone else, the judgment is almost immediately. It used to take a long time for processes to go through. Not anymore. It's happening a hell of a lot faster. You don't believe me? Turn around and let somebody cut you off in front of the line and start cussing up a storm. See what happens to you next. And I guarantee you're not going to like what happens. You know, whatever you're trying to do, you won't be able to do it because you ended up cussing the person out. Cut in front of me. Yep, so what? Okay. It really inconvenienced you that bad? And then you cussed them out and gave them a bunch of negative energy and thinking in the back of your mind. Somebody's listening. I'm not. But somebody is. Someone's listening. Because then the judgment happens almost simultaneously right afterwards. Then you're not able to do what you want to do. Because you ended up cussing the person out because you're mad in the back of your mind. You got mad because the person cut in front of you in the store, on the freeway, here, there. It doesn't matter, anywhere. And all of a sudden you gave out that negative energy. Boom.
Right back to you.
That stuff didn't used to happen that way. It used to go through a bunch of checks and balances. Now that checks and balances aren't there no more, then checks and balances are almost simultaneous at this point. Which tells me that
there's a whole conscious awareness starting to wake up to reality.
And then, yeah, this is pretty deep, but wow. It's just like, got to take out the trash in the mind and start thinking more in a peaceful way. Oh, great movie. Something called The Peaceful Warrior. I believe what it's called. The Peaceful Warrior. Or Peaceful Warrior. I recommend it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. And then you'll understand what I'm talking about. If that's the main thing behind this, that you do not understand what I'm speaking of, sit down, watch The Peaceful Warrior. You'll understand afterwards what I'm talking about. You gotta take out the trash in the mind. Stop letting all that other stuff and all that other junk that doesn't matter. Because the only thing that matters is at this moment, right here, right now. Right here, right now. Yeah. I'm talking to you right here, right now. Listening to me talk to you right here, right now. And fully enveloping that moment in time is most important. And staying present at all time, space, and dimension. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be worried about what's happening next week, what the plans are down the road, and running the rat race with everybody else. That's not our mission. That's not it, man. We're supposed to be living life. We're supposed to be living life to its fullest, enjoying life. So, all in all, as the fireworks go off, around your neighborhood and all that, just kind of sit back and go, okay, yeah, Everything's okay. It's 4th of July. And these are the people that have long gone. And people that have died. And every time that you've heard that explosion, that's a loss of a life. If that would help you. That was a loss of life that ended up fighting in our war just so that way you could sit here at this present moment and listen to me talk. I mean, that's pretty deep, but, you know, this is the United States, and it's kind of nice to be able to sit here freely talking to you without any type of censorship of saying, no, you can't say that. Well, obviously, there are certain things you can't say and certain things you can say. And, you know, I'm not going to have some three initials knock on my door because I ended up saying something that I shouldn't have said. I mean, that would be stupid. You know, there is certain things that you can say and certain things you can't say. So I guess I got to retract that statement. Because the next thing you know...
we heard you talking about da-da-da-da. Are you planning something? Come down here and talk with us for a little while.
Well, we got to investigate this. I'm just saying, you know. But in the rise of the freedom of the mind, you know, you can sit back and let your mind wander, and you don't have that censorship of what you can and can't do. That's something that no one's ever going to be able to take from us. Not even the Creator can't even take that from us. That's ours. That was our given right of our essence, our soul that was given to us. And being able to make the choices, good or bad, there's consequences of a balanced system. It's way more balanced than our country ever would be. I mean, just make a decision negative. Make a decision negatively. See what happens next. I guarantee you whatever it was that you were trying to do and what you passionately about, you will not be able to do what you passionately enjoy because you made the wrong decision negatively. Then you got to go back and think about what you did wrong. And then go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. And you feel bad about it. Then all of a sudden the door is open and the opportunity happens and everything is given to you what you desire. It's just food for thought. You don't believe me? Try it. If you do, then you're ahead of the game like everybody else. Some of us are already ahead of the game. Some of us are just figuring it out. Some of us are like, holy shit, is this really how this works? Yeah, pretty much how it works. I'm pretty sure of it because, you know, the dude came down 2,000 years ago talking about it. And he said it in many different ways. And then there was others that said it in many different ways. So here we are. Yeah. But I gotta say, happy 4th to you all. You know, I thank you very much for being here. Thanks for sharing the time. And what an amazing time of your life. I'll catch you on the next one.
Share will fill us all.
This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.